Yeah. From what I've understood is every ASU radio that I've ever owned and ever come across always starts out with a great reputation, and then whenever I get my hands on it, I find a host of issues. The FTM-510 was a little bit of an exception. Exception to that, I didn't find a whole lot of issues that I had with the radio. The ASU FT-5 portable, however, was a super hyped up radio, and it ended up kind of being an abomination mess. The audio path was terrible. When I say the audio path was terrible, I mean, like, when you key up and you're not saying anything, there's this weird low-lying hum that was just kind of always there. The mic gain setting, anything below the level 8 was useless because you were too quiet. And the speaker was kind of depressing. And it still had, like, an old, like, early 2000s resistive touch display. Keep in mind, this is like a $600 portable, you know, handheld radio. I would like to see a capacitive touchscreen like my phone has, you know, not a little plastic resistive screen that, well, scratches on quite literally anything and is very much toy-like. I don't know. They did really good on the 510. I like the 510. I don't really know about the ASP chip. I think the FTX1's got that ASP chip in it. It might be better on HF, but it was okay on V. It was okay on 2m 440, but they always have a radio that hits